difference. Huddle up, baby. Come on, say that with me. One more time. All right, come on. Got it rolled, Raj. Here we go. Today's message, I'm going to do four messages leading up to Palm Sunday, then Easter Sunday. They're called Huddle Up. And I'm going to do things a little weird. We're going to start with Jesus risen. And then we're going to go back. We're going to catch the Last Supper, the garden, and the resurrection. Okay? Why? Because he met with the disciples four times, at least. I'm sure probably more than that, but recorded for us at least four times. Today's message, say it with me, the huddle of what? Fear. Now let's go with that idea, fear. If failure does anything in our life, it increases our what? Our fear. You fail at something, and some people are like, well, yeah, I failed, I'm going to get up, I'm going to do it again. I'm going to get up. Most people, when they fail, it increases their fear to even get up and try again. How many know what I'm talking about? A lot of times in relationships, you've just been beat up bad. And you're like, I'm what? I'm done. You ever said that before? Say. Sure you have. Sure. So, we're talking about fear this morning. The disciples failed to stay awake with Jesus. Remember? Say. They failed him. Okay? What did he say? He said, can't you watch with me how long? 1 hour? Come on. The disciples failed to stand up for Jesus in his hour of need, okay? All the disciples, read that last part with me, forsook him and what? Which one do we remember the most forsaking him? His name was what? Peter, of course. What's that say? All of them did it. All of them did it. There was no one there with Jesus. They all failed. The disciples sat without, when you read the scriptures, they stood without and they said without. Here's the key word, out, out, out. Did you get that? Say, out, 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 we're gone. Okay? Peter sat without in the palace. The damsel came to him saying, you also were with Jesus of Galilee. But he denied before them all, saying, I know not what you're saying. And when he was gone out into the porch, another maid saw him, and he said and said unto them that were there, this fellow was also with Jesus, and again he denied with an oath, because you know when you swear after something, that means they'll believe you, right? And he says, I do not know the man, okay? Say that with me. I do not know the man. And don't think just Peter was the only one that did this. You think that they just, oh, let's go just talk to Peter. You think they probably talked to most of the disciples. And most of the disciples had the same answer. Are you kidding me? No, I'm from Galilee. See, I talk with accent. I ain't from around here. You know, they just covered, man. They all checked out. They failed. Flat out, they failed. I'm not here trying to pick on the disciples this morning. I'm just trying to let you know that's what happened. And when you fail, and then you fail, and then you fail, and then you fail, and when you've especially failed Jesus, you think you get stronger? I'm stronger now that I've failed and failed and failed and failed. No, you feel like a what? Failure and a loser. Absolutely. And that's where they were. The disciples' failure did not make them bolder. It made them more what? Fearful than they had ever been. And that's just logical, guys. It's logical for them to think this way and to act this way. Because, see, it was all over. It was all over. Jesus had been brutally killed. You know what they thought? Logic. Just let logic work here. And they thought, who's next? We are. They're coming after us. And my wife. And my children. They're coming. I see them. They're out in the street, man. You think that's reality? Sure it is. The huddle of fear. Jesus had resurrected. I thought it was all rosy and sunshine. And everybody just singing, praise Jesus. Now that's us today. Thank God many years later. But they're being hunted down like dogs and slaughtered. You hearing me? Yes or no? Come on. Because of their failure, the reality of what had just happened to Jesus, the disciples could not have been more what? There ain't no way your fear level could get any higher than their fear level was at that moment. You understand? Say, it was up there. And that's when, say this part with me, the did what? mercy right there. That's what I need. I need him to come to me. Amen? Come on. That's what happened. Right when they were at their greatest level of fear, they're just absolutely ready to just pack it all in. They pretty much had. They're huddled together, and Jesus comes to them. Amen? That's why this idea of huddle. Why are you saying huddle, Clark? Because you'll see. Pop it up. Here we go. Then the same day, what day? Day of resurrection, first day of the week, but at evening time. Being the first day of the week, when the doors were what? Were the doors wide open and the disciples say, y'all come on in? Or were the doors bolted what? Flat out. Where the disciples were what? Huddled for what? Of who? So they were assembled or huddled together in a huddle for fear of the Jews. And that's when Jesus came and did what? Whoop! Right in the middle of them, and he said something. Would you say that last line with me? Peace be unto you. You ever failed really bad, failed somebody really bad, and they didn't say peace be unto you? They cussed you a blue streak? Say. You fail real bad, and they go, oh, peace be unto you. You lost the boss man millions, and he go, hey, good job, yeah. Take the weekend. Yeah. That's not the way it works, is it? But you see Jesus entering this situation. It was Sunday night, and they were what? They were scared, man. Are you kidding me? Jesus broke into the what? Come on, say it with me. Jesus broke into the what? That's what I want to happen tonight. 4:00. Why are we meeting tonight? Well, I want you to see the place. I want you to feel what I get to feel. Praise. Amen to the Lord. Amen? But we also want to invite Him in tonight. Amen? Now, the cool thing is I ain't going to preach about the building right now. The point is we've been fearful many times along this way. But because of Him, and He's been faithful, and He showed up so much at Fellowship Church and in our life, we're not meeting tonight out of fear. Amen? Come on. We're not meeting out of fear. But they were. And he said, peace be unto who? Peace be unto you. What does that mean? Well, they had failed. You know what he was saying? I'm not angry with you. Peace be unto you. I'm not angry with you guys. Can you imagine? The one you just failed, now he's risen. Your goose is cooked. Your fanny's in the sling. That's what you're thinking. But he says, no, I what? I love you. I love you. Come on. That's what he's saying. And when he had so said this, he showed them his hands and he showed them his side. And I love this line. That's why I love the Bible. It's just plain English, baby. Come on. Then were the disciples what? They were glad when they saw the Lord. How about that? Say, you think that might have helped them a little? Say, scared to death. The one had been brutally killed. They were sure what? Glad when they saw the Lord. They were glad, man. Woo! Man. Glad it's you. Not Caiaphas. Or Romans. Glad it's you. Wow, they were glad when they saw the Lord. Then said Jesus to them again. Because they were so fearful. Have I put you to sleep yet? They were so fearful. They were so afraid. So full of failure. He said it again, peace be unto you. But then he adds something to it. Say that part with me. As my Father has sent me, even so send I you. What was he saying? Was he slapping them upside the head? No. Was he angry with them? No. He was saying, guys, I'm here with you. I'm here with you. You're not alone. I'm here with you. He was saying, I love this. I still believe in you. I still believe in you. Now that's what I have needed in my life when I have failed. For somebody to believe in me that I could get up. Boy, that's my mama. You hear me? During times in my life, even when I felt abandoned and alone and just hurt like a dog, I could see my mama. Not literally, but it may as well have been literal, because she's alive with the Lord today, and she still helps guide me. I'm going to tell you the truth, man. It's just the way it is. Mama, I saw mama. Man, mama's looking down on me saying, boy, if you don't get up, I will break your neck. If you don't get up, and you better get up, boy. But you lay in that mess. You better get your head up. You matter, man. You have value. Nobody loves you more than your mama loved you. Little kooky, ain't it? All I know is when somebody believes in you, you can get up. How many it was that way in your life? Somebody, you were down so bad, but somebody believed in you, and you literally got up. Isn't that a beautiful thing? Come on. This ain't that hard to understand. So this is Jesus. He's coming to him. He believes in him. See, the disciples were supposed to be the what? The leaders. They were supposed to take this gospel, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Who? These jokers? These jokers are huddled in a room, scared to death, can't do squat. They didn't have any theology, nothing really. They'd been with Jesus, which is awesome, but at the end of the day, he's gone, it's over. And they were supposed to be leaders. And they were a what? This gospel ain't going to fly. This is not going to happen. So Jesus had to make a house call. Okay? He came, man. And when he had said thus, I want you to see this. A lot of us read our Bible and we don't see this in the Bible. So Jesus comes in the room. They're scared to death. He encourages them. And then he says this. And when he had said what? Peace be unto you. Behold, I send you as my Father sent me. He did what? He breathed on them. If you're not careful, you'll miss that. You'll see the breathing coming in Acts 2 when the Holy Spirit comes and the room was filled with a mighty rushing wind. Remember that? Yes or no? You'll miss this part right here. He actually was in the room with them and he breathed on them, whatever that means. I just take it to mean what it was. Having somebody resurrected from the dead breathe on you, that ought to do something for you. Right there. I mean, if you breathed on me, I mean, come on. They thought they were seeing a ghost probably, but he looked at them because they was white as sheets because they were so scared. He thought he was seeing ghosts. So he breathes on them. And he says something. Receive ye the what? Receive the Holy Ghost. I'm not going to debate all this morning. It could mean he's telling them now because in a short period of time they're going to receive the Holy Ghost. Or it could be right then and there. Right then and there. They could have received. I mean, he's right there. All I know is he's breathing on them. So he says he breathed on them. Keep looking. And it reminds me of Genesis 2:7. And the Lord God formed man out of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils what? The what? The breath of life, and man became a living what? See, he breathed on him because these boys were what? These boys were lifeless. Huddled together for fear. Hey, Coach Don, man, when you huddled on the football field, and you're in that huddle, everybody's scared. That's not a good place, is it? That's what you want your defense to make the offense feel like. Isn't that correct? You want them to be scared in the huddle. Is that correct? And that's exactly what they were, scared to death. These boys were lifeless. So he breathed on them and he says, receive the Holy Spirit. Okay? It's important we keep looking. These guys are going to take the gospel into all the world. These failures, in their own strength, you think they can't even get back to Galilee. They're locked in Jerusalem. You know what I'm saying? Without the filling of the Holy Spirit, they would not and could not be what? Say that with me. Without the filling of the Holy Spirit, they would not and could not be what? Effective for the Lord. So whether it's right there, they could receive and didn't, or later they will receive, because if they don't, they're not going to make it. You need to remember that. And I need to remember that. Without His filling in our life, we're not going to be effective for the Lord. And we're not going to make it. We're not going to be what God wants us to be. We're going to be us, is what we're going to be. We need to have Him, the hope of glory in us, working through us.
And so here we see him. And then he says this statement right here, sort of strange if you don't watch it. Whosoever sins, he's speaking to these guys, scared to death, white as sheep, okay? They were white before he ever got to the room. They were scared to death before he ever showed up. Whosoever sins you remit or you forgive, they are remitted or forgiven them. And whosoever sins you retain or you don't forgive, they are retained. They're not forgiven. That's the way it seems to sound, like Jesus has now put all forgiveness into the hands of these failing disciples. Does that sound like Bible? Yes or no? Yes or no? That's not Bible, guys. Jesus didn't say to them, whoever you say you're forgiven, you're forgiven. That's not what he's saying. Okay? That's not what he's saying. When you look at that verse a little bit better and study a little bit deeper, what Jesus is saying is, my Father sent me, so send I you. Go tell the what? Go tell the world. Go preach the message that I told you to preach. Go, go. What was he saying? And if you go and tell the world and sinners repent, God will what? And you go tell the world, and if sinners refuse to repent, God will what? And you can say they're not forgiven because it's backed up based on the Word of God. I say it here every Sunday. You can believe all roads lead to heaven and you'll miss heaven. One way, one truth, one life, Jesus. All other roads are dead ends. Sounds like I'm being arrogant. I'm not. That's the gospel. That's the Bible. It's reiterated here. If you repent, put your faith in Jesus Christ, you will be forgiven. You will be saved. If you refuse to repent and put your faith in Jesus Christ, you will not be forgiven. Capiche? Amen. Come on. So what are we talking about, Clark? You're all over the place this morning. Well, let's wrap it up. Let's bring it back home here a little bit, real quick. The disciples had to move from fear to faith, or this just ain't going to fly. And that's why Jesus showed up. They were a mess. They were a wreck. There's no way you and I are ever going to hear the gospel unless these boys get some help. Amen? They're so scared. They're in the huddle of what? They're in the huddle of fear. And there's another huddle. That's huddle one. We'll do another huddle real quick. Gotta go. Here we go. Another huddle. But Thomas, one of the 12 called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came the first time. The other disciples therefore said unto him, we saw the Lord. But he said unto them, except I shall what? See in his hands the prints of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, say it with me, I will not believe. I mean, every one of them is saying they saw the Lord. This is how scared all of them were. Thomas says, I don't care if you said it. I don't care what y'all say. See, because I'm really scared, and I'm not believing squat till I see it. You see that? So 8 days had passed. How were the disciples doing? Let's look at them. Again, his disciples were what? They were still shut in, weren't they? Doesn't sound like they're going out very much, does it to you? They're shut in, and Thomas came with them, and then came Jesus. Wait, there's that door thing again. The doors being what? Sounds like to me they're still pretty scared. They don't sound like they're moving, do you? Yes or no? It don't sound like if that breath thing was supposed to catch on, it didn't. That's just Gary talking. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and he stood in the midst and said, what? There he goes again. Peace be unto you, guys. The doors are shut because they're still scared. He says, I love you. That's what I feel. And he's saying, I am what? I'm here with you. And he says this, guys, I believe in you. Why are you still shut up? Then he said to Thomas, because God knows everything. He knows what we're thinking. Reach here your finger, son. Behold my hands, reach here your hand and thrust it into my side. And be not what? But what? Believing. And Thomas answered and said unto him, my Lord and my God. That wasn't too hard to do, was it? You know, when Jesus appears. And then Jesus tells us something, guys, and we're almost done with the message. Jesus said unto him, Thomas, because you've seen me, you believed. Because you've seen me, you believe. But I'm going to tell you something. Blessed are those that have not seen me, and yet they believe. Because see, it was going to be a short time from this meeting. He was going to have another couple of meetings with them, and he was going to go away and do what he's going to be doing. That's seated at the right hand of God the Father. And they better have faith, because they're not going to see him. They're going to have to live by faith. Did you get that? They're huddled in that huddle of fear. Both huddle one and huddle two, in my view, are huddles of fear. The disciples had to get from fear to faith. They had to get from fear to what? They had to get from fear to faith. Fear to faith. They were a wreck. They were a mess. It's understandable. This good news of Jesus Christ is risen and loves you message, it won't gonna fly. Unless, boys, I get you from fear to faith. Now, I hate to keep going back to football, but coach, that's what we have to do in football, isn't it? We have to get you boys to believe you can. You understand? And when you believe you can, that's a secret weapon. Because they think you're just a little old boy, you can't do much. Till you pop them upside the head. Understand? That's the plan. That's what's going on here. In my view, the huddle of fear. Got to quit. Come on. Now here comes you and me. What you preaching this for, Clark? We'll enter you and me into the Scriptures. We're in it. Here we are. We're in it. We were already in it. Remember that part about blessed are those that believe, having not seen? Oh, that's us, guys. Come on. And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of His disciples, which are not written in this book. We have at least four encounters, though, where He appeared to them after His resurrection. But these are written. These are written. Why? That who? You might what? Believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One, the Son of who? God. And that believing, you might have what? Life. Through whose name? That's where you and I come in. Amen? Why have I been talking like this today? So that more will believe. Amen? I love this stuff. Come on. We're closing with the huddle of fear now. You and I have to deal with fear too. Guys, I wish I had all the answers for you. If you want to spend the rest of your life picking the Bible apart, have at it. I've made a decision in my life that I'm going to let every man be a liar and God be true. Because that's what the Bible tells me to do. But you know what? When I read my Bible, I don't have to do it stupidly. I can believe God's Word because it is rational, logical, and it makes sense. And it's backed up with history and science and archaeology. You understand? Say. You understand? Yes or no? Okay? I read the paper today and I got a hush. The Big Bang might not have been how it all happened. Some group up in Canada, how many Canadians got in the building? Well, y'all get success for this now. Y'all figured it out. Yeah. And then it goes on to say, no, not God at all. But that it was, they're finding that it really didn't start with a big bang, but that it seems to have not started with a big bang, but it's infinite. Who do we think of when we think of the word infinite? That's what they read it today. Go Google, Yahoo, whatever. Get your paper, look at it. Guys, we have to deal with fear. Why don't you choose to believe the Bible? Choose to believe Jesus. Why not? We have to have what? Also. Yeah, but I've been hurt. I've been down. Why'd God let this happen to me? You can keep blaming God, questioning God, or you can trust God. You can hear, I love you. You can hear, I'm with you. You can hear, I care for you. You can hear, I believe in you. Or you can hear, why? Why did you do this to me? And you spend your whole life that and go to hell. That's what's going to happen. Guys, we have to deal with fear. We have to have faith too, or we ain't going to fly either. You understand? the huddle of fear. I believe I got it. Let's praise the Lord for that. I believe I understood that today. I got it. Okay.